Here's a thought I'll title, The Tug of War Between Vision and Craft. I've now spent 50 years in photography developing my sense of aesthetics. That is to say, how I view the world, the kinds of images that I want to make, the kinds of images that I want to share. And I've had a lot of that aesthetic vision since the first moment I picked up a camera. Of course, I've learned things along the way. I've learned new ways to see. I've learned new ways to interpret the world and respond to it. But I guess what I'm trying to emphasize is that I had a certain sense of vision before I had any craft whatsoever. And so the first decade or so of my photographic life, probably a little more than that, come to think about it, was spent in this tug of war between vision and craft. I knew what I wanted a print to look like, but I simply didn't have the skills or the techniques or the materials to make prints that looked like my internal vision. So immediately you jump into developing craft. That seems to be the limiting factor. So it becomes the focus of our attention, at least for a considerable period of time, while we try to pull our craft capabilities up to our visual and aesthetic capabilities. Now, as I say, along the lines, my aesthetics are increasing. I'm learning new ways to see and interpret the world. And every time I take a step forward in aesthetics, that puts craft one more step behind, so I have to learn additional craft. And that game has been going on since I first picked up a camera. I've always had a vision of an image that I would like to produce that for some reason I can't because I don't have the craft to go with it. Of course, every time I do succeed in producing something that looks like I want it to look, that's great, that's a victory. But the tug of war between vision and craft never stands still. So here I am 50 years down the road, and my vision has expanded from those earliest teenage years to something more sophisticated, something more mature. My craft has also expanded. And the interplay between these almost reminds me of an inchworm. The head goes out, the tail catches up. The head goes out, the tail catches up. And it's been that way, essentially, for my entire life. Until now. For the first time that I can identify or remember, my capabilities and craft across the board exceed my vision and my aesthetics. That is to say, I can now create anything I want to create pretty easily. That's the power of digital processing and digital printing, pixel by pixel. Certainly the tools are mind-boggling compared to when I started in photography. And what's interesting to me about this is the amount of pressure that it puts on developing ideas, developing aesthetics, developing something we want to say. Suddenly, the entire realm of photography, after a very short tutorial and introductory phase, the entire realm of photography has become, what do you want to say? Is it important? Is it valuable? Is it necessary? Is it fulfilling? And once you've decided those things, the craft part allows you to create it pretty easily. This can lead to a crisis. For lots of photographers, the challenge of craft always became the incentive to participate in photography. Trying to make it work was a challenge. And I think is one of the reasons that leads to gear acquisition syndrome, for example. And its related pressure, software acquisition syndrome. We're always looking for that new Nick filter or that new Photoshop technique that will allow us to create something that we can visualize. But the more of those techniques we learn and the more that equipment is being made for us, the easier it becomes to make what we want to make. And are we trained, are we ready, are we prepared for our creative life to be driven by new aesthetics rather than new craft, by new vision rather than new equipment, by new internally motivated aesthetic statements rather than the challenges of either the analog darkroom or the incredible powerful capabilities of the digital darkroom. I've said for a long time now that photography doesn't begin when you pick up the camera. Photography, particularly fine art photography, begins when you've learned enough of the craft to be able to produce what you want. That's when the art life really starts, because that's when the challenge shifts from equipment and technique to matters of the heart and the soul.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.